The Structure of Scientific Revolutions by Thomas S. Kuhn. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Structure of Scientific Revolutions by Thomas S. Kuhn is a landmark work in the history and philosophy of science. It was first published in 1962 and has since become one of the most influential books in the field. The book is divided into three parts: Part 1, The Route to Normal Science; Part 2, The Nature of Normal Science; and Part 3, The Nature and Necessity of Scientific Revolutions. In Part 1, Kuhn examines the development of scientific knowledge and the process of scientific discovery. He argues that science progresses through a series of paradigms, or accepted theories and methods. These paradigms are accepted by the scientific community and form the basis for normal science. Normal science is the day-to-day work of scientists, which involves the application of existing theories and methods to solve problems. Kuhn argues that normal science is essential for the advancement of science, but it can also lead to stagnation if it is not challenged by new ideas. In Part 2, Kuhn examines the nature of normal science and its limitations. He argues that normal science is limited by the existing paradigms and that it is unable to solve certain problems. He also argues that normal science is inherently conservative and resistant to change. He suggests that scientific revolutions are necessary to break out of this stagnation and to make progress in science. In Part 3, Kuhn examines the nature and necessity of scientific revolutions. He argues that scientific revolutions are caused by the emergence of new paradigms that challenge the existing ones. He suggests that these new paradigms are often initially rejected by the scientific community, but eventually become accepted as the new standard. He also argues that scientific revolutions are essential for the advancement of science and that they are the only way to make progress in certain areas. The Structure of Scientific Revolutions is an important work in the history and philosophy of science. It has had a profound influence on the way scientists think about the nature of science and the process of scientific discovery. It is essential reading for anyone interested in the history and philosophy of science. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Paradigms. Kuhn argues that scientific progress is not a linear process, but rather a series of paradigm shifts. A paradigm is a set of accepted beliefs and practices that define a scientific field. Kuhn argues that scientific progress is not a linear process, but rather a series of paradigm shifts. A paradigm is a set of accepted beliefs and practices that define a scientific field. It is a framework of assumptions, concepts, values, and practices that are shared among members of a scientific community. This framework serves as a guide for how scientists should conduct their research and interpret their results. It also serves as a basis for communication between scientists, allowing them to share their findings and build upon each other's work. When a paradigm is accepted by the scientific community, it becomes the dominant way of thinking about a particular field. However, Kuhn argues that paradigms are not static. Over time, new evidence and theories can challenge the existing paradigm and lead to a paradigm shift. This is a process of scientific revolution, in which the existing paradigm is replaced by a new one. This new paradigm provides a new framework for understanding the field, and it can lead to new discoveries and advances in the field. Kuhn argues that this process of paradigm shifts is essential for scientific progress, as it allows scientists to move beyond the existing framework and explore new ideas and theories. Main idea number 2. Normal science. Kuhn argues that most scientific progress is made within the framework of a given paradigm, which he calls normal science. This involves the application of existing theories and methods to solve problems within the paradigm. Normal science is the day-to-day work of scientists, which involves the application of existing theories and methods to solve problems within the paradigm. This type of work is often seen as mundane and routine, but it is essential for the advancement of science. Normal science is the process of testing and refining existing theories, as well as discovering new facts and phenomena. It is the process of building on the knowledge of the past and pushing the boundaries of what is known. Normal science is the foundation of scientific progress, and it is the basis for the development of new theories and paradigms. Normal science is not a static process, however. It is an ongoing process of inquiry and experimentation. Scientists are constantly questioning existing theories and methods, and proposing new ones. This process of questioning and experimentation is essential for the advancement of science. It is through this process that new theories and paradigms are developed, and existing theories are refined and improved. Normal science is the process of building on the knowledge of the past and pushing the boundaries of what is known. Main idea number 3. Crisis. Kuhn argues that when a paradigm is unable to solve certain problems, a crisis arises and a new paradigm is needed. This is the process of scientific revolution. Kuhn argues that when a paradigm is unable to solve certain problems, a crisis arises. This crisis is a result of the inability of the current paradigm to explain certain phenomena or solve certain problems. This leads to a period of intense debate and discussion among scientists, as they attempt to find a new way of understanding the world. This process of scientific revolution is a result of the failure of the current paradigm to adequately explain the world. Kuhn argues that this process of scientific revolution is essential for the advancement of science. Without it, science would remain stagnant and unable to progress. He argues that the process of scientific revolution is a necessary part of the scientific process, as it allows for the development of new paradigms and theories that can better explain the world. This process of scientific revolution is essential for the advancement of science, as it allows for the development of new ideas and theories that can better explain the world. Main idea number 4. Incommensurability. Kuhn argues that different paradigms are incommensurable, meaning that they cannot be compared or evaluated in terms of a single set of criteria. Kuhn argues that different paradigms are incommensurable, meaning that they cannot be compared or evaluated in terms of a single set of criteria. This is because paradigms are based on different sets of assumptions, values, and beliefs, and thus cannot be judged by the same standards. For example, a scientist working in a Newtonian paradigm may not be able to understand the implications of a theory developed in a quantum mechanics paradigm, because the two paradigms are based on different sets of assumptions and values. Incommensurability means that the two paradigms cannot be compared or evaluated in terms of a single set of criteria, and thus the scientist must choose which paradigm to work in. Kuhn's concept of incommensurability has been widely discussed and debated in the philosophy of science. Some argue that incommensurability is a real phenomenon, while others argue that it is an overstatement of the differences between paradigms. Regardless, Kuhn's concept of incommensurability has been influential in the philosophy of science, and has helped to shape the way that scientists think about the nature of scientific knowledge. Main idea number 5. Scientific progress. Kuhn argues that scientific progress is not a linear process, but rather a series of paradigm shifts. Kuhn argues that scientific progress is not a linear process, but rather a series of paradigm shifts. He defines a paradigm as a set of accepted beliefs and practices that define a scientific discipline at any given time. According to Kuhn, scientific progress is not a steady accumulation of knowledge, but rather a process of alternating between periods of normal science and periods of revolutionary science. During periods of normal science, scientists work within the accepted paradigm, attempting to solve puzzles and refine existing theories. During periods of revolutionary science, the existing paradigm is challenged and replaced with a new one. This process of paradigm shifts is what Kuhn believes drives scientific progress. Kuhn's view of scientific progress is in stark contrast to the traditional view of scientific progress as a steady accumulation of knowledge. He argues that scientific progress is not a linear process, but rather a series of paradigm shifts. This means that scientific progress is not a steady accumulation of knowledge, but rather a process of alternating between periods of normal science and periods of revolutionary science. This view of scientific progress has been highly influential in the philosophy of science, and has been used to explain the development of scientific theories and the progress of scientific research. Main idea number 6. Paradigm shifts. Kuhn argues that paradigm shifts occur when a crisis arises and a new paradigm is needed to solve certain problems. A paradigm shift is a fundamental change in the way of thinking about a particular concept or field of study. According to Thomas S. Kuhn, a paradigm shift occurs when a crisis arises and a new paradigm is needed to solve certain problems. This new paradigm is usually a radical departure from the existing one, and it often involves a new way of looking at the same problem. For example, the Copernican Revolution was a paradigm shift in the way people thought about the universe. Before Copernicus, people believed that the Earth was the center of the universe, but Copernicus proposed that the Sun was the center. This new paradigm revolutionized the way people thought about the universe and opened up new possibilities for scientific exploration. Kuhn argued that paradigm shifts are essential for scientific progress. He argued that without them, science would become stagnant and unable to make progress. He also argued that the process of a paradigm shift is often messy and chaotic, as different scientists struggle to come to terms with the new paradigm and its implications. This process can take years or even decades to complete, but it is essential for scientific progress. Kuhn's ideas about paradigm shifts have been highly influential in the field of science and have been used to explain many of the major changes in scientific thought over the centuries. His ideas have also been applied to other fields, such as economics and philosophy, to explain how major changes in thinking can occur. Main idea number 7. Scientific revolution. Kuhn argues that scientific revolution is the process of replacing an old paradigm with a new one. The scientific revolution was a period of time in which traditional scientific ideas were replaced by new, more accurate and reliable ones. This period of time, which began in the 16th century and lasted until the 18th century, saw the emergence of modern science and the development of new theories and methods of inquiry. During this period, scientists began to question traditional beliefs and to develop new theories based on observation and experimentation. This period of time saw the emergence of the scientific method, which is still used today. The scientific revolution also saw the development of new technologies, such as the telescope and microscope, which allowed scientists to observe the world in greater detail. This period of time also saw the development of new scientific disciplines, such as chemistry, physics, and biology. Thomas S. Kuhn, in his book The Structure of Scientific Revolutions, argued that scientific revolutions are the process of replacing an old paradigm with a new one. According to Kuhn, a paradigm is a set of beliefs and assumptions that guide scientific inquiry. When a new paradigm is accepted, it replaces the old one and leads to a new way of thinking about the world. Kuhn argued that scientific revolutions occur when a new paradigm is accepted by the scientific community and replaces the old one. This process of replacing an old paradigm with a new one is what Kuhn referred to as a scientific revolution. Main idea number 8. Incommensurability of paradigms. Kuhn argues that different paradigms are incommensurable, meaning that they cannot be compared or evaluated in terms of a single set of criteria. Kuhn's concept of incommensurability of paradigms is based on the idea that different paradigms are based on different sets of assumptions and beliefs. He argues that these assumptions and beliefs are so different that they cannot be compared or evaluated in terms of a single set of criteria. This means that different paradigms cannot be compared or evaluated in terms of their relative merits or accuracy. Instead, Kuhn argues that the only way to evaluate a paradigm is to look at how well it explains and predicts phenomena within its own framework. Kuhn's concept of incommensurability of paradigms has been highly influential in the philosophy of science. It has been used to explain why scientific revolutions occur, and why scientists often disagree about the validity of different theories. It has also been used to explain why scientific progress is often slow and incremental, rather than rapid and revolutionary. In addition, Kuhn's concept of incommensurability of paradigms has been used to explain why scientific theories often remain in place for long periods of time, even when they are contradicted by new evidence. Main idea number 9. Scientific progress as a cycle, Kuhn argues that scientific progress is cyclical, with periods of normal science followed by periods of crisis and paradigm shifts. Kuhn argues that scientific progress is cyclical, with periods of normal science followed by periods of crisis and paradigm shifts. Normal science is the day-to-day work of scientists, which involves solving puzzles within the framework of an accepted paradigm. During this period, scientists make incremental progress and build on the work of their predecessors. However, eventually, anomalies begin to accumulate and the existing paradigm is no longer able to explain them. This leads to a period of crisis, in which scientists search for a new paradigm that can explain the anomalies. Once a new paradigm is accepted, normal science resumes, and the cycle begins again. Kuhn's idea of scientific progress as a cycle has been influential in the philosophy of science, and has been used to explain the history of science. It has also been used to explain the process of scientific discovery, and to argue that scientific progress is not necessarily linear or cumulative. Kuhn's idea of scientific progress as a cycle has been widely debated, and has been criticized for its lack of empirical evidence and its focus on the history of science rather than the process of scientific discovery. Main idea number 10. Paradigm as a model. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a model of reality that guides scientific research and experimentation. A paradigm is a model of reality that guides scientific research and experimentation. According to Thomas S. Kuhn, a paradigm is a set of shared beliefs, values, and assumptions that are accepted by a scientific community. It is a framework that shapes the way scientists think about and approach a particular problem. A paradigm provides a set of rules and procedures that scientists use to conduct research and experiments. It also provides a set of accepted theories and methods that are used to interpret data and draw conclusions. A paradigm is not static, it can evolve over time as new evidence and theories are discovered. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is essential for scientific progress. It provides a shared language and set of concepts that allow scientists to communicate and collaborate. It also provides a framework for understanding the world and making sense of data. By providing a shared set of assumptions and beliefs, a paradigm allows scientists to focus their efforts on a particular problem and make progress in understanding it. Without a paradigm, scientists would be unable to make sense of the data they collect and would be unable to make progress in their research. Main idea number 11. Paradigm as a set of beliefs. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a set of accepted beliefs and practices that define a scientific field. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a set of accepted beliefs and practices that define a scientific field. He explains that a paradigm is a shared set of assumptions, values, and techniques that are accepted by members of a scientific community. It is a framework that guides the research and experimentation of scientists in a particular field. Kuhn states that a paradigm is not just a collection of facts, but rather a set of beliefs and practices that are accepted by the scientific community. He further explains that a paradigm is not static, but rather evolves over time as new discoveries are made and new theories are developed. Kuhn argues that a paradigm shift occurs when a new set of beliefs and practices replaces the old ones, leading to a new way of understanding the world. This shift can be caused by a number of factors, including the discovery of new evidence or the development of new theories. Kuhn's concept of a paradigm has been influential in the field of science and has been used to explain the process of scientific revolutions. He argues that a paradigm shift occurs when a new set of beliefs and practices replaces the old ones, leading to a new way of understanding the world. This shift can be caused by a number of factors, including the discovery of new evidence or the development of new theories. Kuhn's concept of a paradigm has been influential in the field of science and has been used to explain the process of scientific revolutions. Main idea number 12. Paradigm as a tool. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a tool for solving problems within a given field of science. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a tool for solving problems within a given field of science. He explains that a paradigm is a set of shared beliefs, values, and practices that are accepted by members of a scientific community. It is a way of looking at the world that guides the research and experimentation of scientists. A paradigm provides a framework for understanding the world and for interpreting the results of experiments. It also serves as a source of inspiration for new ideas and theories. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is essential for scientific progress, as it allows scientists to focus their efforts on solving problems within a given field. Without a paradigm, scientists would be unable to make progress, as they would be unable to identify the problems that need to be solved. Kuhn also argues that a paradigm can be a source of resistance to change. He explains that when a paradigm is accepted by a scientific community, it can become entrenched and difficult to challenge. Scientists may become so attached to their paradigm that they are unwilling to consider alternative explanations or theories. This can lead to stagnation in a field, as scientists become unwilling to consider new ideas or approaches. Kuhn's idea of a paradigm as a tool for solving problems has been influential in the field of science. It has helped to explain why some scientific fields are able to make rapid progress, while others remain stagnant. It has also helped to explain why some scientific theories are accepted more quickly than others. By understanding the role of a paradigm in scientific progress, scientists can better understand the dynamics of scientific change and progress. Main idea number 13. Paradigm as a language. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a language that scientists use to communicate with each other. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a language that scientists use to communicate with each other. He explains that a paradigm is a set of shared beliefs, values, and assumptions that guide the way scientists think and work. It is a way of looking at the world that is accepted by the scientific community and is used to explain and interpret phenomena. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a language because it provides a common framework for scientists to communicate their ideas and theories. It allows them to share their knowledge and understanding of the world in a way that is understandable to others. By using a common language, scientists can more easily collaborate and build upon each other's work. Kuhn also argues that a paradigm is a language because it is constantly evolving. As new discoveries are made and new theories are proposed, the language of science changes. Scientists must continually update their understanding of the world and the language they use to communicate it. This allows them to keep up with the latest developments in their field and to better understand the implications of their work. By using a common language, scientists can more easily collaborate and build upon each other's work. Kuhn's idea of a paradigm as a language is an important concept in the history of science. It provides a way for scientists to communicate their ideas and theories in a way that is understandable to others. By using a common language, scientists can more easily collaborate and build upon each other's work. This allows them to keep up with the latest developments in their field and to better understand the implications of their work. Main idea number 14. Paradigm as a social construct. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a social construct, created and maintained by a community of scientists. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a social construct, created and maintained by a community of scientists. He explains that a paradigm is a set of shared beliefs, values, and assumptions that guide the scientific community in their research and experimentation. It is a way of looking at the world that is accepted by the scientific community and serves as a basis for further research. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is not necessarily true or false, but rather a way of looking at the world that is accepted by the scientific community. He also argues that a paradigm can be changed over time as new evidence and theories are developed. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a powerful tool for scientists, as it provides a framework for understanding the world and for developing new theories. He explains that a paradigm can be used to make sense of the data that is collected and to develop new theories. He also argues that a paradigm can be used to guide the research process, as it provides a set of assumptions and values that can be used to guide the research. Finally, Kuhn argues that a paradigm can be used to evaluate the results of research, as it provides a set of criteria for determining the validity of the results. Kuhn's argument that a paradigm is a social construct is an important one, as it highlights the importance of the scientific community in the development of scientific knowledge. It also emphasizes the importance of the scientific community in the evaluation of scientific theories and results. By understanding the role of the scientific community in the development of scientific knowledge, scientists can better understand the process of scientific inquiry and the importance of the scientific community in the development of scientific knowledge. Main idea number 15. Paradigm as a source of authority. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a source of authority, providing a basis for scientific knowledge and progress. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a source of authority in science. He states that a paradigm provides a framework for scientific knowledge and progress. It is a set of accepted beliefs, values, and practices that guide the scientific community in its research and experimentation. A paradigm is a shared set of assumptions, concepts, values, and practices that define a scientific community's way of doing things. It is a way of looking at the world and understanding how it works. It is a set of accepted theories, methods, and techniques that are used to explain and interpret the world. It is a set of accepted principles and practices that guide the scientific community in its research and experimentation. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a source of authority because it provides a basis for scientific knowledge and progress. It is a set of accepted beliefs, values, and practices that guide the scientific community in its research and experimentation. It is a way of looking at the world and understanding how it works. It is a set of accepted theories, methods, and techniques that are used to explain and interpret the world. It is a set of accepted principles and practices that guide the scientific community in its research and experimentation. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a source of authority because it provides a basis for scientific knowledge and progress. It is a set of accepted beliefs, values, and practices that guide the scientific community in its research and experimentation. It is a way of looking at the world and understanding how it works. It is a set of accepted theories, methods, and techniques that are used to explain and interpret the world. It is a set of accepted principles and practices that guide the scientific community in its research and experimentation. By providing a shared set of assumptions, concepts, values, and practices, a paradigm serves as a source of authority in science. Main idea number 16. Paradigm as a source of innovation. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a source of innovation, providing a framework for new ideas and discoveries. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a source of innovation, providing a framework for new ideas and discoveries. He explains that a paradigm is a set of accepted beliefs and practices that define a particular field of inquiry. It is a shared set of assumptions, concepts, values, and practices that provide a common language and a way of looking at the world. A paradigm provides a way of understanding the world and a way of solving problems. It is a source of innovation because it provides a framework for new ideas and discoveries. By providing a shared set of assumptions, concepts, values, and practices, a paradigm can help to generate new ideas and discoveries. Kuhn also argues that a paradigm can be a source of creativity. He explains that a paradigm can provide a way of looking at the world that is different from the traditional ways of looking at the world. This can lead to new ways of thinking and new ways of solving problems. By providing a different perspective, a paradigm can help to generate creative solutions to problems. Kuhn's argument that a paradigm is a source of innovation is an important one. It suggests that a paradigm can provide a framework for new ideas and discoveries. It also suggests that a paradigm can provide a way of looking at the world that is different from the traditional ways of looking at the world. This can lead to new ways of thinking and new ways of solving problems. By providing a shared set of assumptions, concepts, values, and practices, a paradigm can help to generate new ideas and discoveries. Main idea number 17. Paradigm as a source of conflict. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a source of conflict, as different paradigms can be incompatible and lead to disagreement. Kuhn argues that a paradigm can be a source of conflict because it is a set of beliefs and assumptions that guide scientific research. Different paradigms can be incompatible and lead to disagreement between scientists. For example, if one scientist believes that the universe is composed of atoms, while another believes that the universe is composed of energy, then they will have different views on how to approach scientific research. This can lead to conflict between the two scientists, as they will have different ideas about what is true and what is not. Furthermore, different paradigms can lead to different interpretations of the same data, which can also lead to disagreement and conflict. Kuhn also argues that a paradigm can be a source of conflict because it can be difficult to change. Scientists may be reluctant to accept new paradigms, as they may be attached to their current beliefs and assumptions. This can lead to conflict between those who are open to new ideas and those who are not. Furthermore, different paradigms can lead to different interpretations of the same data, which can also lead to disagreement and conflict. In conclusion, Kuhn argues that a paradigm can be a source of conflict because different paradigms can be incompatible and lead to disagreement between scientists. Furthermore, it can be difficult to change paradigms, which can lead to conflict between those who are open to new ideas and those who are not. Finally, different paradigms can lead to different interpretations of the same data, which can also lead to disagreement and conflict. Main idea number 18. Paradigm as a source of progress. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a source of progress, as it can provide a framework for solving problems and making new discoveries. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a source of progress because it provides a framework for solving problems and making new discoveries. A paradigm is a set of assumptions, concepts, values, and practices that define a particular scientific discipline. It is a way of looking at the world that guides the research and experimentation of scientists. By providing a shared set of assumptions and concepts, a paradigm allows scientists to communicate more effectively and to build on each other's work. It also provides a basis for making predictions and testing hypotheses. In this way, a paradigm can be seen as a source of progress, as it allows scientists to make new discoveries and solve problems more quickly and efficiently. Kuhn also argues that a paradigm can be a source of progress because it can provide a sense of unity and purpose to a scientific discipline. By providing a shared set of assumptions and concepts, a paradigm can help to unify a scientific discipline and give it a sense of direction. This can help to motivate scientists to work together and to make progress in their field. Furthermore, a paradigm can provide a sense of continuity and stability to a scientific discipline, as it can provide a framework for understanding the past and predicting the future. In conclusion, Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a source of progress because it provides a framework for solving problems and making new discoveries. It also provides a sense of unity and purpose to a scientific discipline, and can provide a sense of continuity and stability. By providing these benefits, a paradigm can help to drive progress in a scientific discipline. Main idea number 19. Paradigm as a source of stability. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a source of stability, providing a basis for scientific knowledge and progress. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a source of stability in the scientific community. It provides a shared set of assumptions, concepts, and methods that guide scientific inquiry and research. This shared set of assumptions and methods allows scientists to communicate and collaborate more effectively, as they are all working from the same set of assumptions and methods. This shared set of assumptions and methods also allows for the development of new theories and ideas, as scientists can build on the existing paradigm to develop new ideas. Finally, the shared set of assumptions and methods also allows for the testing and refinement of existing theories and ideas, as scientists can use the existing paradigm to test and refine their theories and ideas. In this way, the paradigm serves as a source of stability, providing a basis for scientific knowledge and progress. Kuhn also argues that the stability provided by the paradigm is essential for scientific progress. Without the stability provided by the paradigm, scientists would be unable to effectively communicate and collaborate, as they would be working from different sets of assumptions and methods. Furthermore, without the stability provided by the paradigm, scientists would be unable to develop new theories and ideas, as they would be unable to build on the existing paradigm. Finally, without the stability provided by the paradigm, scientists would be unable to test and refine existing theories and ideas, as they would be unable to use the existing paradigm to test and refine their theories and ideas. In this way, the paradigm serves as a source of stability, providing a basis for scientific knowledge and progress. Main idea number 20. Paradigm as a source of change. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a source of change, as it can provide a framework for new ideas and discoveries. Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a source of change because it provides a framework for new ideas and discoveries. A paradigm is a set of assumptions, concepts, values, and practices that define a particular scientific view. It is a way of looking at the world that guides scientific inquiry and shapes the way scientists think about and interpret their observations. By providing a framework for understanding the world, a paradigm can open up new possibilities for research and discovery. For example, the Copernican Revolution shifted the paradigm from a geocentric to a heliocentric view of the universe, which opened up new possibilities for understanding the motion of the planets and the structure of the solar system. Kuhn also argues that a paradigm can be a source of change because it can provide a way of thinking about the world that is different from the existing one. By challenging existing assumptions and introducing new ideas, a paradigm can lead to new ways of looking at the world and new ways of understanding it. This can lead to new theories, new experiments, and new discoveries. For example, the introduction of the atomic theory in the 19th century challenged the existing paradigm of classical physics and opened up new possibilities for understanding the structure of matter and the behavior of energy. In summary, Kuhn argues that a paradigm is a source of change because it provides a framework for new ideas and discoveries. By challenging existing assumptions and introducing new ideas, a paradigm can lead to new ways of looking at the world and new ways of understanding it, which can lead to new theories, new experiments, and new discoveries.